The mood of my new Boys and Girls Club since I transferred from North Seattle to Wallingford is significantly different from North Seattle. North Seattle, it was mostly teenagers, and here there are a lot of little kids and definitely fewer teens. Not to mention that a large portion of the kids there are kids with special needs, so it's a lot more chaotic and hectic. And one thing that I noticed is that they play video games and play in the toys room a lot compared with North Seattle, where the kids mainly were in the basketball gym. And conversely, at Wallingford, the basketball gym is sometimes even empty, and when it has kids in it, it has maybe three or four tops. Now, what I was on my first blog post, I was mainly commenting on whether I'd learn anything about service learning, and I was also concerned that my main problem at North Seattle would be I would be getting stuff stolen, and that's definitely not a problem at Wallingford, and I haven't really developed any insights into service learning as yet, since I only have 5.5 hours total. But at this juncture, I'd say that I'm worried about dealing with the children with special needs, since I've never done it before and I haven't really gotten training in it. And it was kind of awkward because at my last time of volunteering at Wallingford, I had this kid who just kept following me around and, like, touching me, like, on, like, the shoulder and, like, giving me hugs and stuff. And I really don't think that the kids are supposed to do that, so I try to avoid him next time. But I'm excited to work with the kids because they are pretty friendly and pretty nice, and we'll see how it goes from here.